Improvise.
Musical.
Comedy.
What are the words?
Making up as you go along.
Do you know what you're talking about?
Rhyming.
Choruses.
Verses.
Bridges.
It's words. It's music.
Sing it. It's musical, sometimes.
The other thing as well, I mean, this might be worth talking about, especially, particularly when you're improvising music and you've got this relationship going on with you and the musician, the difference between ignoring your musician and working with your musician.
Yeah, very true.
Because your musician should be there to support you. But I've said this before about treating your musician like a scene partner, and when the musician makes a really strong offer, you can ignore it just as much as you would someone's offer. You know, like someone walks on and goes, the house is on fire.
Yeah.
And you just carry on going, oh, would you like sugar with your tea? You know, it's the same thing. And I think sometimes the difference between speaking over music because it's clearly underscoring.
Yeah.
And when that music changes, let's have a go at that. So why don't we do a kind of monologuing thing, and then you make me a musical offer, and then that will be my cue to start singing.
Great.
Because that happens in shows all the time.
It does, yeah.
Let's do one. Which way around do you want to do it?
Well, I'll see how it goes.
Okay, let's do one when I do it, and then I'll do one I'll purposely ignore you. So can you give me a subject to talk about?
Could you talk about libraries?
Okay. Do you know what? I love working in this library. Ever since I was a girl, and I used to come and walk up and down the aisles while my father was studying, and I used to smell the books, and I used to think, when I'm old enough, I'll come to this library by myself. I'll climb up the ladders, and I'll read any book I want. He used to always send me to the children's section, and I used to think, no, I want to learn about travellers and explorers, and I want to learn about the world through books. And now I can, and I do. But suddenly I realise that maybe books just aren't enough. Carried on with that.
Yeah, I know. That was great. So that was a nice bit of underscoring, bit of pathos there while you were reminiscing.
Now, what's really interesting about that is I like these moments when you are actually improvising, because when I started that, I thought I'm going to go with the usual, you know, I wanted to do this and the libraries are great.
Yeah.
And actually, if it wasn't for the offer of the music, I would not have felt like I need to transcend out of the library.
Oh, okay, that's interesting.
Which was a really nice metaphor for the song. So when I started talking, I didn't think that's what I would be singing about.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's interesting to think that if you do listen to that offer, then it's going to help you improvise.
Yeah, well, a musician should try and help. And what I normally try to do, and it used to be a conscious thing, and now I think it's far more a subconscious thing, is to find the current of emotion that's not necessarily that obvious.
Mm-hmm.
So it's okay to go for the most obvious emotion, but to me it's much more interesting going for the one that maybe isn't so obvious.
Yeah.
And that's not a great example for the case we just did, but sometimes you can feel a character might be inherently evil, even though they've shown very little evidence of that.
Mm.
Or the other way around, that an evil character might have some kind of horrible yearning or
humanity.
Yeah, that lack of fulfilment in their lives, and you can bring that out in the emotion. So yeah, it's very important to listen to a musical offer, because the audience can't ignore it.
Mm.
It's going straight in subconsciously for them. So have we talked about that wonderful example that happened in one of our music courses before on our podcast?
I don't think we have. But I'm worried that the person in question will. Well, who cares if they're here?
Yeah, well, they should be listening anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what happened was we were doing something called an Oscar winner.
Yeah.
And the idea is that at a point in a scene, you do your Oscar-winning moment that's underscored by music. And this particular scene, the character in question was playing a character who was pregnant.
Yeah. So the monologue in question, you would have expected to have kind of floaty piano music behind it, a bit like this.
Yes.
I'm so excited about my new baby. Just a few more months and then I'll finally get to meet her and hold her tiny little hand in my hand, and when I do, I'll know that she's all mine, and it'll be the greatest love I'll ever feel as a human being. Anyway, that was the kind of thing she was saying, and that's the kind of thing you'd expect. Obviously, the kind of thing she was expecting.
Yeah, that's what was going on in her brain before she opened her mouth. But I didn't know that, because it was a fairly mundane scene up to that point, as it should be. So I made a very strong choice when it was her time to do her Oscar-winning moment.
And normally Joe can respond to what someone says.
I'm happy to adapt to people. So, for example, it's possible to turn this, which we just did, into a more kind of triumphant... It all comes from the same point, and then you can change the world and you want to do this and that. So it's easy to heighten something or to change it, but unfortunately it was a bit of a mismatch.
Yeah, like with normal improvisation, when you make a very, very strong choice at the top of the scene, you can't come down from it.
No,
and this is the choice that Joe made, and this is what it ended up sounding like. I'm going to say the exact same word.
Okay.
I'm so excited about my baby. Just a few more months and she'll be out, and I'll finally get to meet her and see her little hand and hold it in mine. I can't wait to see her eyes. Beautiful little eyes. And finally meet her, and when I do, I know that she's all mine. Anyway, she didn't make her evil.
No.
But it was so weird.
Yeah, it was weird. And I think she should have responded, because she should have realised that I'd made such a clear choice, I couldn't go back. However, it's quite easy to make the speech that she started turn super evil.
But it's interesting, isn't it, how even without changing the speech, I mean, it's just gives it this really
totally
sinister...
totally spooky. Well, I mean, it's a central tenet of horror, isn't it?
Yeah.
Using childlike innocence and corrupting it.
Awful.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, it's giving me a shiver down my spine.
Too, yeah.
So music's very powerful.
Mm.
So going back to what we were doing before, let's now do one where I'll do a bit of talking. I want you to make a very clear musical offer.
Okay. And you're going to ignore it?
Yeah, as clear as you can.
Okay.
Like the kind of thing that happens in shows when you're desperately trying to get people to sing.
Okay.
So I need a new subject.
The new subject is baby rabbits.
I'll tell you what, those baby rabbits don't half get on my tits. Working on this farm, I tell you, you know, every morning I go out there with my gun and try and get rid of them, and then overnight they start shagging again, don't they? Bloody rabbits. I mean, I'll tell you what, you know, sometimes I just think, what is this world coming to? All they have is shagging on their mind, you know? Rabbits shagging away all day and all night. And I have to reload my gun and it's costing me a fortune in ammo. You know, I mean, I'm going to go out of business at this rate with my bloody rabbit shooting addiction that I've got. Oh, I tell you what, I'm going to go inside and make myself a cup of tea. I'm going to make my cup of tea. I'll tell you what, I'm going to look out that bloody window and all I'm going to see is rabbits. Just bloody rabbits. Oh. Bloody rabbits, I tell you. I tell you what,
It does happen.
But the thing is that I found that so difficult because I'm so trained to listen to what you do.
You were on the verge of singing.
I was so desperate to sing. I was like...
And it was so perfect as well. We'd so often sing a song about that.
That's the other thing as well. I mean, that was a pretty poor monologue, to be honest with you.
Well, yes.
But if I had to turn it into a song, it probably would have saved it.
Yeah, I think it probably would.
So sometimes when you're frightened of singing, it's the very thing that's going to sort you out.
And sometimes there's no choice. So you can't avoid going into songs. And what we've kind of stressed there is the difference between speaking with music going on in the background and actually being in a song while speaking, which are two very different things.
Absolutely. And what I was going to say is maybe we could do a quick blast of that example where I won't sing, but I'll speak sing.
Oh, OK, same example.
Yeah, so come in a bit quicker. Bloody rabbits, I tell you what, they're the bane of my life, they are. They're always on this farm, shagging away. Every morning I go out there with my gun and I tell you what, I've had enough of them. Rabbits. Those bloody rabbits. The fields all day long, and all I want to do is sing this song about rabbits. you can...
Yeah, it's about the rhythm, isn't it?
Yeah.
It shows that you're listening, you're speaking in time with the music.
Yeah.
Which is kind of singing anyway, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that's great, you know, that comes across really nicely, and it really doesn't make any difference
no.
the fact that you're not singing a tune.
Because you're engaging with the music.
Yeah, exactly, and you're creating space and rhythm and all those musical elements of speech that are normally much more buried in a speech. I don't know what I was talking about there.
That was hilarious. Oh,
it was going quite well.
No, it wasn't really. Okay. But yeah, definitely sort of responding is really important.
rabbits.
Oh dear.
He laughs upon point duty, he laughs upon his beat.